Bill Valenti, we talked earlier in the year. What's happened since in your part of Florida with people walking away from mortgages?
Well, I think it's still happening, Paul, sadly. I think some folks have decided that this is a popular route and that it's acceptable, and they've decided to step away from their properties.
Just to remind people, what exactly is strategic default?
Strategic default is when a person stops making payments on their mortgage, not because they cannot, but because they feel they have made a bad investment.
Is strategic default now more acceptable than it was back in April when I first talked to you?
You know, I think it has become, Paul. As I talk to friends and even family, I hear more and more folks saying, well, gee whiz, if I had made an investment and I was severely underwater, I think it's perfectly acceptable. I don't know why I would continue to pay. Now, remember, again, we're talking about strategic, which means to me that folks have chosen, despite the fact that they can stay in the mortgage. We all feel great sympathy for those who, through no fault of their own, have lost their jobs and can't continue to pay their household expenses. But for somebody who's made a bad investment and decided the way out of that investment is to simply give the property back to the bank, I still think that's wrong, and I think it is becoming increasingly more popular.
So what do you say to a family member or friend when they say strategic default is okay? Do you harangue them? Do you hold your tongue?
No, I think I try to make my point. I mean, what is the value of a contract if we don't agree to abide by the contract? Not just this contract. This contract is no different than any other, in my opinion. If you purchased a car and you were paying 6% interest and its value had gone down, and now the manufacturer was offering a brand new shiny car with no interest, do you think it would be acceptable to walk away from your automobile?
Are you talking as a banker here or as a human being, or can you even separate those two roles?
I can separate them, I feel, but I feel like obviously I have a vested interest as a banker, but I feel firmly that I'm speaking as a person who believes that when you make a promise to pay or a promise to do anything, you have an obligation, a moral obligation, to stand by your word.
So you consider this morally wrong. What's morally wrong about it?
I believe that fundamentally our society works on a system wherein when we enter a contract or shake hands even and agree to do something, we expect the other party to live up to that obligation. We do not accept contingencies that are undefined. So by that I mean, if I agree to do something for you and don't do it, and it is good for me and bad for you, I think that is morally wrong.
Bill Valenti, thanks very much. Maybe we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a pleasure.